Chapter 7.
Wake up, dragon! Wake up!
I heard Renoir say. I thought. I opened my eyes. Renoir held a hard stare on me. Shum, Bezog, and Sasha looked concerned. Even Ben was there, kneeling along at my side, fanning me with his shield.
How long have I been out?
I said, looking at my hands.
How long? What do you ask that for?
Renoir said, fist on hips.
Afraid you might wake up with a tail?
He held out his arm and pulled me up, checked my behind.
All clear.
The others laughed. Are you all right, dragon? Sasha said. You've only been down a few minutes. Were you worried that you might have changed again?
No,
I said, clutching my chest. It ached. And yes, I had been worried. But now I was relieved. Same day, same me. A good thing. I rubbed my chest.
Great Guzan, that was quite a walloping. I don't think I've ever blacked out before from a hit. Ugh. Still hurts.
Good thing you had dwarfen breastplate on,
Renoir said.
Else your stomach be on the other side of the village.
A good thing indeed. But something troubled me.
I took that blow for you, Renoir.
If you weren't so slow...
Slow?
His beard bristled. He shook his hammer in my face.
I'll show you slow, dragon. On your feet. I'll put another bump on your head.
Shum stepped between us.
Let's focus on the wounded. We're all fine for now, that is.
What do you mean by that?
I said.
Can you walk?
Shum said.
Of course I can.
I started to stand.
Ooh.
Sweat beaded on my head.
Let me help you, dragon.
Ben said, offering his hand.
No, I'm all right.
I eyed Renoir.
I'll just be more careful who I decide to save next time.
Bah!
Renoir said, walking away. Shum stood and waited, fingers locked over his pot belly. Bezog was beside him. My eyes rested on them a moment, thinking how both were elves, but different. Shum, dressed in worn leathers, was tall, broad, relaxed, and thick-wristed. Bezog's dark robes were elegant, his features stern, his movements purposeful. Even for a part elf. They were the kind of people I like to be around. Different.
Like me. Where are we going?
I said, following. Shum pointed. The Etten. It was right there where they left it, sitting up, coiled in ropes, chains, and mystic banding that sparkled. One head snored. The other was silent, searching. It locked eyes on me. I felt a chill. Most giants were ornery and stupid. This one was pure evil.
What are the legionnaires doing?
I said.
Building a fire,
Shum said, his brows perched.
A big one.
For what? I said.
Burn it!
A farmer yelled. He brandished a hoe in his hands, and tears fell from his eyes.
It took my wife. Killed my friends. Burn it!
A crowd of villagers gathered around. Several threw rocks and stones at the Etten.
Ha ha ha!
It laughed.
Garrison,
I said.
Who's in charge here?
Commander Wuslin, why?
Make sure he realizes that Ettens don't burn. And if we kill the Etten, how are we supposed to find the women?
But...
Ben said.
Just go! Make haste, Garrison, before they burn down everything.
Garrison scurried away. Ben frowned and watched his friend go. Sasha patted Ben's back, and he smiled. Just a little. I shook my head and spoke kindly to Ben. These villagers are angry. Sacred. Being unreasonable will follow.
They want justice. They want blood. But I want answers.
I turned to the rest of my friends.
Come on. Any of you speak Etten?
Perhaps he speaks common,
Ben said.
I can speak a little giant,
Shum said.
And ogre. He might understand that.
Bezog stepped between Ben and Sasha and took Sasha's hand.
Even if the Etin understands what we say, why would he acknowledge it? Etins, like all giants, are as stubborn as they are big.
I thought that unfortunately Bezog was probably right. And this Etin, he was massive. A thick slab of hair and skin slapped over solid muscle. One head had a nose ring, the other two hooped earrings. I couldn't help but wonder who had made them such things. Did Etins have blacksmiths? I hopped up on its ice-coated knee, walked over its leg, and poked Fang into one of its noses.
Oh!
It said, shaking its head awake, looking away.
Don't do that again.
I understood it. It was a rugged language, but not ancient. Clear enough to make out.
Etin, where are the women?
One head snored, drooled. The other turned back to face me and breathed.
Ew! I covered my face with my arm. It was foul, beyond words.
Ha ha ha!
It said.
Like that, do you? The smell of many men I ate.
I poked its nose again.
Oh! I'm not playing games, Etin. Where are the women?
It shook its shaggy head.
Ah! You would never know.
A rock pelted me in the head.
What are you doing?
I turned and locked eyes with a villager who stood there wide-eyed. A moment later, Ben tackled him.
I got him, Dragon. What shall I do with him?
Knock some sense into him.
I wanted to say that. I really did.
Take his rocks and send him home.
Burn it,
someone said.
Burn it, burn it, burn it.
They started to chant. The bonfire was getting bigger and bigger. Flames went up and black smoke rolled over the hills. If I was going to get an answer, I would have to get it quick.
All right, Etin,
I said.
Tell me this. Why did you take the women? Why did you attack the village?
I tapped the flat blade of Fang to its nose.
Hmm?
Its voice was gruff, harsh. A deep tunnel when it spoke.
Why not?
It said, quick, angry.
I see. So you just like picking on little things. Perhaps where you're from they pick on you. You are a bit small for an Etin.
Its brows buckled. The other head started to wake up.
Dragon!
Brenmar said. Shum was helping him up on the Etin's leg.
Let me at him. I'll make him tell us where the women are.
He raised his hammer over the Etin's icy knee.
Answer up, Etin!
Brenmar yelled.
Hold up, Brenmar. Give me a few minutes at least,
I said.
Ha ha! Stupid dwarf can't hurt me.
The Etin laughed.
Little bearded hogs, that's what we call 'em.
Brenmar brought that hammer down. Both of the Etin's heads let out ear-splitting howls. Ears covered, the villagers fled, screaming. I yelled at Brenmar.
Did you have to do that?
Aye,
Brenmar said, raising his hammer again.
Stop it, will you?
I said. I watched the villagers. They sprinted, panicked. It didn't make sense to me. The Etin, loud as it might be, wasn't going anywhere. But I'd had enough of their lousy rock-throwing already. How could you miss an Etin at close range?
Neff!
What? I said, looking around. Shum and Bezog, standing on the ground, were waving their hands at me. I shrugged.
Really, what is it?
The sound of a legionnaire's war horn blasted through the air. Briefly, I thought,
what is taking Garrison so long?
Then the elves pointed towards the smoke over the horizon. I turned. Another Etin cleared the hill.
Ha, 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 ha.
My Etin prisoner laughed.
My brother is here.